for daylight.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another all-night vote goes to the Republicans.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and on this vote, the bill is amended as passed.
This time, the Senate agreed to claw back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been approved for foreign aid, public health, and public broadcasting. President Trump calling out his own supporters on social media, saying if they continue talking about the refusal to release any more information on Jeffrey Epstein, they're no longer a part of the MAGA movement. However, says ABC's Perry Russum in Washington,
new polling shows the majority of Americans are not happy with the government's handling of the Epstein files, just 17% of people approving. Two-thirds of those polled say they think the government is covering up evidence.
More than 60 people were killed in a fire that broke out in the central Iraqi city of Kut. They were inside a shopping center that had just opened a few days ago. Many of those who were killed in the fire were trapped inside the building. This is ABC News. A Catholic church in Gaza shelled overnight. Two priests and five others injured. Pope Francis had called that church nightly before his death. In Canada, the man who police say stole a plane from an airport near Vancouver, then flew it to Vancouver before he landed it and was arrested, has now been charged with hijacking.
NORAD F-15s responding after a pilot stopped communicating with air traffic control, authorities suspecting it was hijacked. The small single-engine Cessna 172 circling the Vancouver airport on Tuesday, all traffic held in place. Air traffic control alerting other pilots already in the air to take caution. The suspect eventually landing the plane, police seen swooping in and taking him into custody. The aircraft searched.
ABC's Gio Benitez, no one was hurt in the incident. The biggest chunk of Mars anywhere on Earth was auctioned off by Sotheby's on Wednesday in New York, went to an anonymous bidder for $5 million. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My father Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
For everything from carrying milk to a processing facility to bringing feed to the farm, commercial driver's licenses and those people that hold them high value to today's farming operation. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. That's why for the first time, Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, they are going to start offering commercial driver's license training. Holly Straka is the Director of Business and Industry Services at Southwest Technical College, and she explains why they decided to undertake this new curriculum.
CDL drivers, they're in high demand across our region, right? Ag is one of them, and our electrical power distribution is another one. And those students were having to go, you know, quite far out into, you know, Iowa and a few hours away from Wisconsin to get those. Sometimes that those extra travel costs and that time can be a barrier. And so we had heard from A, our students, and B, a lot of local businesses that, you know, with the changes in the CDL laws, it has been consistently tougher and tougher to obtain the CDL. So we thought if we could figure out a way to bring something local, that we could help a huge market. And it was pretty successful for the first go around.
Holly Straka, she's the Director of Business and Industry Services at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, talking about their new commercial driver's license training. She said prior to them offering this curriculum, students would have had to travel elsewhere in the state or Midwest to try to gain the skills they'll be providing.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And if you'd like to learn more about bison production in Wisconsin, excellent opportunity on the horizon. Saturday, August 2nd, the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association holding their summer conference. It's going to be at Black Creek Bison in Spooner, Wisconsin. They'll start at 9 in the morning, go until 3 in the afternoon. They'll also have a drone demonstration for agronomic applications. The date again, August 2nd. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yankee.
The Brewers head to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA, the Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year, $18 million deal with L.A. at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
Way. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances ending. Mostly cloudy skies overnight as temperatures drop into the upper 40s. Winds a little gusty. Sunshine returning Thursday with highs in the lower 70s. Some rain chances returning Friday. Highs near 70 degrees. It's 47 at our studios. 98Q Country.
We'll be right back. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. Crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. I tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go.
Church.
All day, every day.
98 Q Country.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so wrong.
awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever. Place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. I wanna spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
Joel Karnik in the Morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
My mind, if I faced one day on my own, I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough. Thank God for this woman, amen. Your faith, I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I stars up above, forgiveness of sin and your undying love, every twist, every turn for the way you make sure all my roads led to her. So tonight
Dirk Bentley, 98Q Country, and a Thursday begins, whether you like it or not. Here we go, 7:17 of 25, and we've got a 40-degree overnight low, 48, just barely, but a nice little cool feel to the day out there. Yesterday was a cool day, wasn't it? It was a bit much for me. Maybe you enjoyed it, but I was having flashbacks to some previous summers that I remember in my life where it got really cold at one point. So it was a cool day yesterday. We'll warm it up to 70 today. We're talking about a lot of sunshine now. They've wiped away pretty much any chance of rain now for the next 3 or 4 days. Initially yesterday, we had talked about Saturday maybe being a little bit rainy. There still is a lingering chance of a shower on Saturday in the afternoon, but for the most part, I think between now and, now and Monday, a lot of dry conditions and temperatures warming up just a little bit each day. 70 today. By the time we get into Sunday, Monday, we'll be pushing probably 77 or 78, right in that range. Oh, we're excited to get the Brewers back on tomorrow. I know in past years after the All-Star break, there were some Thursday games. Most teams, I think everybody, is off until tomorrow. So the Brewers will be hitting the road. They'll be hitting the road. They're going to be out in Los Angeles taking on the Dodgers. Dodgers will be looking for a little revenge after the Brewers swept them there just before the All-Star break at AmFam Field. So we got a 9:10 first pitch Friday, 8:10 Saturday, and then a 3:10 first pitch on Sunday. So a little bit weird times out in a different time zone out there in the left coast. We'll get you another keyword on the way a little bit after 7 o'clock here this morning. We're giving away a free recliner, courtesy of Shawamigan Home Furnishings. It's a laid-back summer giveaway. All you need to do is just listen for that keyword each day, each weekday, the rest of this week, all next week, and then the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday leading up to the big Flamborama. And we'll give you a chance to win it. It's a $600, well, it's a $599 recliner. I'm promoting it at $600. I'll give you a dollar. The winner gets a dollar from me. All right. It may or may not be a real dollar. It'll be a real dollar. All right. That did. Company memo. So we'll do a little keyword coming up after 7 o'clock here this morning. Twice an hour, we get you some news and sports. So at 6:29, let's get you updated on what's going on around the world.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, another all-night vote goes to the Republicans.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and on this vote, the bill is amended as passed.
This time, the Senate agreed to claw back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been approved for foreign aid, public health, and public broadcasting. President Trump calling out his own supporters on social media, saying if they continue talking about the refusal to release any more information on Jeffrey Epstein, they're no longer a part of the MAGA movement. However, says ABC's Perry Russum in Washington,
new polling shows the majority of Americans are not happy with the government's handling of the Epstein files, just 17% of people approving. Two-thirds of those polled say they think the government is covering up evidence.
More than 60 people were killed in a fire that broke out in the central Iraqi city of Kut. They were inside a shopping center that had just opened a few days ago. Many of those who were killed in the fire were trapped inside the building. This is ABC News.
The Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police Department is pleased to announce that they have found and made contact with Brianne Lynn West Calabrese. She was found safe in Fargo, North Dakota, Wednesday morning. They said Brianne's loved ones are extremely happy that she's been found safe and are thankful to those who helped locate her. Once again, Brianne Lynn West Calabrese has been safely found. Saturday, July 26th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m., it's Firefest 2025 over in Phillips. This is your opportunity to come out for a family fun event over at the Phillips Fire Hall. This will feature water fights, food, drinks, music, a bounce house, a dunk tank, and raffles. This is free admission, so just stop on by and have a good time. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 26th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. over at 164 South Avon Avenue in Phillips. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk even in the summer months. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poisoning.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. That's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches. Nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to the West Coast.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball.
The Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA. The Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brooke Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year $18 million deal with L.A. at the age of 37.
The money's nice. That's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Big thank you to everyone who helped bring the Civic Media Network Northwoods Road Tour to Butternut, Wisconsin. Civic Media Network hosts are broadcasting live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery in downtown Butternut. Big shout out to our local sponsors, Signature Sign and Graphics, Smart Plumbing and Heating, The Filling Station, Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Village Pit Stop, Northern State Bank and Harv and Ben's Empty Pockets, and the Northern Lights Inn. And a special thank you to Lena's Northern Pines, our title sponsor, providing a cozy cabin for the Civic Media crew.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry in to our Summer Favorite Sale starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances ending. Mostly cloudy skies overnight as temperatures drop into the upper 40s. Winds a little gusty. Sunshine returning Thursday with highs in the lower 70s. Some rain chances returning Friday. Highs near 70 degrees. It's 47 at our studios.
98Q Country.
Kinda hesitate and be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do. I just wanna dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine. So let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart of two, I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. Are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie we'd be right on cue. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. What they intended dancing for, and I just wanna dance with you. I just wanna dance with you. I just wanna dance with you. I just wanna dance with you.
Your favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and The Drive Home with Greg Gunderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country.
Redneck.
Around here, don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and what they call work, a digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco spit. Aw, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys round here. Shoot a back and spin. Is the only sound we out of town.
That's right.
Have you ever got down with a
red.
Do you wanna get down with a
red.
Girl, you gotta get down with the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco. I'm one of them boys around.
98Q Country.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on their horns. Behind me like a big parade of late to work, road rage jerks shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state paper, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been. Get back on the interstate. Otherwise, sit tight and be nice. And quit your honking at me that away. Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road with my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline, but cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't gone. Tractor, cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugga 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
Little Craig Morgan for International Harvester at 98Q Country. Amazing what happens when I push the right button. Hope your Thursday has got some good things going for it. We're going to get some sunshine back out there for you, and we're going to return to summer after whatever yesterday was. That was a cool, cool day yesterday. Certainly was. We have a lot going on here today. We're going to be out at Wheelway today, the biggest sales event going on. We're going to check in with Pete and the folks out there and see what's happening. Also, today is a day that the Civic Media Network salutes small town America. Well, they're doing it all week and broadcasting live from Butternut on the Civic Media Talk Network. Now, you won't hear it here, but Civic Media, if you go to civicmedia.us, you'll see that there's a lot of Civic Media stations, and we're proud to be one of them. But they're going to be broadcasting their talk shows this morning, Gene Matinere from 9 to 11, and Todd Elbaugh this afternoon from 2 to 4, right from Fanatical Fish Art Studio and Gallery in Butternut. And you can listen in as they talk all history and talk about talk with some of the folks from the Butternut area and just talk small town America. You can tune in. There's several ways, but the easiest way is through our WBZH, our Hayward station, through the app or on the web. WBZH, Buzz of the North, WBZH.fm is the website. So you can listen on the app also. There's a lot of different options on there, including WBZH and the flagship station out of Madison, WMDX. So we're talking all things Butternut. Pretty cool. And we're going to be hanging out at Lena's tonight with Jane and Todd and enjoying a little pontoon ride out there and celebrating small town America. So stop on by, I would say, from like noon to four today. Darla and Big G will be out there. We'll be in downtown Butternut. They're going to have the prize wheel. They're going to have all kinds of prizes they're going to be giving away with this from some area businesses. So swing on by, celebrate small town America, celebrate Butternut. Now, this broadcast is going out all across the state on our statewide talk network, like 8, 10, 12, 4, I don't know. There's a lot. It's going on all over the state. So Butternut's going to get some pretty good publicity today. It's going to be pretty neat. So come on down and celebrate it with us there at Fanatical Fish Art Studio and Gallery. Again, the first broadcast will be at 9 to 11, and then again from 2 to 4 on the Civic Media Talk Network. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Let's get some words of wisdom to get you into this day. It's going to warm up. The sun shall come out, and temperatures will rise to about 70. A little bit cool start to the day here, right about 48 here in the city. I don't even want to know what you low outlying swamp dwellers are at this morning. I don't want to hear it. All right. We know. All right. 43. All right. 48 here in the city. Words of wisdom time. Let's take a moment to focus on the family.
In the fairy tale Snow White, the queen routinely asks the magic mirror, "Am I the most beautiful of all?" She loved that question because the mirror always responded favorably, saying, "Young queen, thou art so wondrous fair, none can with thee at all compare." But the queen overlooked one important detail. The magic mirror only spoke truth, which became a big problem the day it said something the queen didn't expect or like. Instead of telling her she was the most beautiful in the land, the mirror said, "Queen, thou art lovely still to see, but Snow White will be 1,000 times more beautiful than thee." Ouch! Truth is a mirror that reveals who we really are. It's harsh and unflinching. It can reveal our strengths, but it will most certainly reveal where we fall short, which is why truth can be so hard to listen to. And worse, if we don't respond well, we make terrible choices as a result. What's the solution? Proverbs says, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted." If we'll humble ourselves and listen to people we trust who will tell us the truth, we have an opportunity to become stronger in areas that we're weak and to replace bad things in our lives with good. A good life isn't found in hearing what we want to hear, but in receiving and responding to truth. We can't close our eyes and pretend. We have to open them wide and muster the courage to confront reality head on. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly. God is at work, and He's calling His people to rise in truth. Truth Rising is a powerful new documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. See how ordinary Christians choose courage in a culture that needs truth. Watch Truth Rising starting September 5th and find out how you can be a part of the change and become an agent of restoration. Sign up at truthrising.com. That's truthrising.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your healthcare. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected. Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war.
You should see the look on your face.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird.
Right. Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
I'll take a moment, celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. Hey, my next 30 years, gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball. 98Q Country.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire. She'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Hold my hand.
Want you to hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
Oh, oh, oh.
I got a hand for you.
Yeah, I got a hand for you.
I wanna run with you.
Oh, don't ever run with you. In the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate overnight passing $9 billion in spending cuts President Trump wanted, including deep reductions to foreign aid, as well as funding for NPR and PBS. New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim on the floor before the vote.
Public broadcasting has educated and informed and inspired generations, teaching important lessons to people of all ages and sharing powerful stories, including of our nation's veterans.
Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt also before the vote.
We are on the precipice in this chamber right now to do something that is rarely done in this town, which is to identify waste, fraud, and abuse and actually do something about it.
President Trump continuing to lash out at his supporters and Democrats who continue calling for all of the Jeffrey Epstein files to be released. The president calling them stupid people. A Catholic church in Gaza shelled overnight. Two priests and five other people hurt. Pope Francis had called that church nightly before he died. This is ABC News. A high-profile attorney